President Donald Trump held his first cabinet meeting since the start of the war on Iran. And of course, the war was one of the topics on the agenda.
We have done an amazing job. I had to do a little stopover. I call it an excursion. I had to do a little stopover in Iran, and we had to knock the hell out of them.
The cabinet meeting comes after Iran rejected Trump's 15-point peace plan, instead offering its own 5-point plan. Trump denied reports that he is desperate to reach a peace agreement, saying that Iran is, in his words, begging to make a deal.
They want to make a deal. The reason they want to make a deal is they have been just beat to shit.
He dodged questions about when the Strait of Hormuz will reopen to shipping, but he had some harsh words for allies that have been reluctant to join in Trump's war.
I've done a great favor for the world. The world has not been, it has not been reciprocal, because when I told NATO, where we give billions and billions of dollars, trillions over the years, I said, do you mind coming up and giving us a little hand with the Straits? Send up some, they didn't want to get involved. And I believe that's going to cost them dearly.
He also said a lot of people were big NATO people. I was never big. Meanwhile, the war seems set for another escalation, with the U.S. and Iran hardening their positions on talks and thousands more U.S. troops approaching the region. Missiles continue to fly over Iran and Israel. France's defense ministry says 35 countries have joined military talks on reopening Hormuz shipping. In the ministry's words, once the intensity of hostilities has sufficiently decreased. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Saudi Arabia offering anti-drone help. And from the United Nations, warnings about health risks from the war that could last for decades. Kaveh Madani is director of the United Nations University Institute for Water, Environment, and Health.
You've got to be, of course, worried about the emissions resulting from the war, the warfare. Like all the airstrikes are affiliated with high levels of pollution or emissions, let's say. All the equipment that has been produced, all the missiles, drones, everything, all of those are operated using fossil fuels, but they also involved a lot of pollution when they were produced.
Mohammed Mahmoud, also with the Institute, worries about the long-term impacts.
The damage environmentally will take longer to address, certainly if it's in the waters. We have a lot of this debris, you have a lot of this release of contaminants in the water, heavy metals or toxic metals that go down towards the surface. I doubt those will be addressed soon, and in some cases, not at all.
Warnings and negotiations aside, the war goes on with no end in sight. And life goes on in its various ways. In Trump's cabinet meetings, amid discussions of war and big issues of the day, Trump took a moment to bring up another topic that is important to him.
I'm the only president that ever took a cognitive test. I took it 3 times. It's actually a very hard test for a lot of people. It wasn't hard for me.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.